You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
West Papua separatists have been in some form of conflict with the Indonesian government ever since the region was ceded to Indonesia in 1963. But the situation has escalated and received international attention following the kidnapping of New Zealand pilot Philip Mertens in February. I spoke to Catherine Delahunty from West Papua Action Aotearoa about the current situation in the region and their open letter to the New Zealand government calling for action. I started by asking what the current situation is like in West Papua.
Well, West Papua is an occupied state. So since the 60s, the Indonesians, with the collusion of the UN and the United States and other people, took over. So the situation for the people in the highlands is this constant military occupation and stress. And the Liberation Army, when they kidnapped Philip, This happened in a very remote area, but it has been several months now and he has not been harmed. We know this for sure, but he is still being held by the Liberation Army, who are basically looking for leverage, looking for the world to notice that their struggle, which their neighbours like Australia and our New Zealand government have done very little about, will actually take note now that a citizen of this country has been kidnapped. Work is going on, obviously, for a safe and return of Philip Mertens and a good outcome by our government and by many citizens in both countries. But at the moment, the Indonesians are taking a more violent approach and bringing in combat-ready troops, which means they're ready to shoot to kill, into the area, and have been bombing villages around areas such as Naduga in the highlands. So it's a very stressful and tricky situation for the citizens on the ground and for the family of the man who's been kidnapped. And it just highlights violent occupation of West Papua has led to desperate situations like this, when what we need is for Indonesia to take a look at themselves and realise that you cannot colonise in the 21st century and expect people, and they never have, people have never accepted being colonised.
The Indonesian military has responded by deploying increasing numbers of military personnel to the region and enacting what they describe as a combat alert operation. What has this led to, including, I think you mentioned the open letter, people are now kind of refugees. Yes. As a result of the conflict, there's been bombing and a number of deaths on both sides.
Yes, correct. I mean, it's not a new situation. It's just that because a New Zealand citizen is involved, people are taking an interest in it. But for the last few years, where Indonesian have been trying to force through, and the corporates, I have to say, who want to take all the resources of West Papua, the Indonesian military supports the corporates who are pushing through roads and other things. There's been other attacks on them. So this is not the first time a serious situation involving outside personnel who are not West Papuan has occurred. There's just a continued military escalation. It's almost like a state of emergency and curfew for the people of the highlands. I don't think the Indonesian army know where the West Papuan freedom fighters are holding Philip Mertens, but they are nevertheless creating a lot of refugee and huge problems for those refugees. So people leaving their gardens because these are gardening people in the highlands, people leaving their homes because their villages have either been bombed or been threatened. So, you know, children's health being compromised by lack of food, lack of shelter. This is, it is a very serious situation. It has been like this for several years. This is just one incident and a whole pattern of a military response to people's call for self-determination.
West Papua was originally part of the Dutch East Indies and then ceded to Indonesia in 1963. The region is, I guess, valuable for Indonesia because it's quite materially rich in terms of minerals, mining, logging. How has Indonesia treated the region since then?
Well, they basically have occupied West Papua, and not only have they extracted a lot of resources. They've also cut down what we know are the lungs of the South Pacific, a vital climate resource. So they've cut down a lot of incredible forest, destroying the biodiversity and replacing it with things like rice and palm oil plantations. They've used violence throughout the period since 1963. No one's allowed to raise the flag for West Papua. The human rights are compromised, of the people are compromised every day. But they've also brought in thousands of Javanese migrants, so that now the West Papuans, much as what happened, like what happened in this country in the 1860s, actually, that the indigenous people are now becoming a minority in their own country, which makes it even harder to find a peaceful way to get self-determination. And there's been a lot of calls by the West Papuans for a referendum of Indigenous Papuans on self-determination, requests that the UN High Commissioner visits, which was supported by the Pacific Island Forum, but hasn't happened because Indonesia won't allow it. Indonesia regularly arrests people, whether they're under any excuse, and accuses of treason for doing things like organising peaceful protests. So although there is a liberation army, there is also a lot of groups in West Papua who are following non-violent methods. Whichever strategy they choose, they're all subjected to human rights abuses and imprisonment, sometimes torture, often unfair trial, and there is no justice for them.
The open letter calls on Prime Minister Hipkins and Foreign Minister Mahuta to ask for a withdrawal of Indonesian troops and lay the groundwork for peaceful negotiations between West Papuans and the Indonesian government and a mediating third party. How has the New Zealand government responded so far, and what more would you want them to do?
Well, the New Zealand government has responded in a very wise manner so far, in that they have not escalated the situation by making threatening comments or supporting Indonesia's violent approach. They have wanted a peaceful outcome. I think that this current government, particularly this foreign minister, have a better understanding of the situation than many, and are trying to find a peaceful way through this. However, because Indonesia is so aggressive and because the situation has now gone on for some time, the open letter urges, as you said, the 3 points, which is basically a humanitarian pause and a withdrawal of the troops, which the church leaders in West Papua have been suggesting very strongly, and to bring in an independent mediation in whatever form that would be acceptable to the parties, and also to make sure that the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner should be allowed to visit because of the multiple abuses. So I think the open letter has been signed by senior academics, people like Dr. Stephen Ratuva, who is a senior academic and expert in Pacific issues, organisations like Greenpeace, individuals like the head, Robert Reed, head of the First Union in Auckland, a number of individuals, Tegelo Neff, who was one of the great leaders of the Polynesian Panthers, because this is a Pacific issue. So we've had really good support from a lot of different groups and individuals who understand the situation. But we have to keep urging our government, because otherwise the way in which the rest of our neighbours ignores West Papua's issues, the way in which Indonesia pushes so hard for their right to treat West Papua in this manner, has to be balanced by a strengthening voice, and we really want our government to urge a much stronger approach, both for the sake of Philip Merton's freedom, but also for the sake of the freedom of the West Papuans. So he's been taken hostage in a country that has also been taken hostage. That's something people have to understand, and we really need our government to keep up their efforts, but to make them stronger around acknowledging the human rights and self-determination issues that affect the people of West Papua. We're all hoping for a good outcome in terms of this individual. We're all also not going to stop there. We have to keep pushing our government to take a very principled position as a Pacific neighbour, that West Papua is entitled to be free.
That was Catherine Delahunty from West Papua Action on Aotearoa on their open letter to the New Zealand government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.